Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And happy Thursday. Welcome to Drive Time with DeRussia. It's Jason. I am coming to you live on YouTube and on Facebook and on X. And if you are streaming our show, you can see what it looks like in my home studio underneath the stairs in my basement. It is not exactly glamorous, that is for sure. But we're glad to have you with us here as we are live and local on CCO Radio this afternoon. Now, while you were listening, the Minnesota Twins once again squander an opportunity to win a series. The real winning was happening at the White House and President Donald Trump, who has been on such a win streak that I wanted to talk about it and take your pulse on this. And I suspect if you voted for Donald Trump, what I'm curious about, if you are a Trump voter, is do you feel like he's overperformed what you expected, or is this exactly what you expected? And if you are a Trump hater or a Democratic voter, is this worse than you expected? 651-461-9226. I'm sort of asking where you're at on the thrilled to freaked out scale. Because I have to say, like, some of this, you know, and I try not to fall victim to what they call Trump derangement syndrome, where whatever Donald Trump does, you hate it. I think everyone who has listened to this show before knows that I am no fan of Donald Trump as a human, and I did not vote for him. And dude's had a heck of a week. I guess we go back to June 21st when the United States launched rocket attacks on the nuclear infrastructure, some of the nuclear infrastructure, nuclear weapons infrastructure of Iran, which led to a ceasefire between Iran and Israel. Then Donald Trump goes to the NATO summit and gets NATO countries to chip in more money to pay for NATO. And then he threatens to slap a massive tariff on Canada because Canada wanted to tax digital services that would have affected American tech companies. And Canada backed down. And then he made a deal with Vietnam. And then he got the Supreme Court win on his effort to get rid of birthright citizenship. If you want to check the border, CBS News just reported that the number of migrants that they caught crossing the U.S. border illegally hit a record low. Just more than 6,000. So that is an incredible victory. I mean, you just have to look at reality. And the reality is everything that Donald Trump has touched over the last week has come up Trump. Now, this budget bill is the usual sort of hopes and dreams by the Republican Party. Tax cuts for the rich, tax cuts for businesses, in the hope that it'll generate jobs and generate more activity. I am a reformed Reagan Republican. There was a time that I looked at the idea of saying, like, look, you should make it as easy as possible to do business, because when companies do well, their employees do well. And over the last 20 years, I have seen that equation become, when companies do well, shareholders do well, and employees get screwed. And this is not true of all businesses. It's especially not true of small businesses, where I think you feel maybe more of a responsibility to your team, to your people. But when I look at big business, I'm not seeing the evidence that this works. So let's hope it does. We heard in the news Tom Emmer saying that the estimates of $3 billion being added to the deficit, $3 trillion, not billion, $3 trillion being added to the deficit, that won't happen if this leads to a tremendous period of prosperity. I hope it will, but I doubt it. 651-461-9226. Lots of text coming in. And a good clarification. I said that Trump got a win in birthright citizenship. The technicality of it is that Trump got a temporary win in his effort to roll back birthright. What he got is something that I actually think is a very good legal decision, because I have a massive hesitation about having 94 rogue district judges making national policy through injunctions. And so I think the Supreme Court made the right legal ruling. Now, the practical effect is you could end up with different policies on birthright citizenship in every single federal district court in America. In Minnesota, we just have one district. In Wisconsin, you have two. You could have a different policy in Milwaukee than you have in Madison. You could have so to me, like, this is crazy. Besides this sort of moral consideration as to whether or not this is a good thing. Let's go to the phones. Mike is from Edina. He's on the CCO Talk and Text line. Mike, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. How are you feeling on sort of this really what feels like a steamrolling of policy victories for the Trump administration?
Every day listeners say there's a big accident on Highway 5 by Dell Road going east. Just FYI, just happened. The road's going to be shut down. Just FYI for everybody.
Highway 5 and Dell Road is where that is?
Going east. Yeah, going
okay.
east.
Okay. All right, really good. Thank you for that.
Just drove by.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got one quick personal question. You don't have to answer this.
Sure.
You just said a little bit ago that you're not a big Trump guy, and you didn't vote for him. Can you say who you voted for, or is that something you keep private? Just curious.
No, sure. I did vote for Kamala Harris, and for me, it was not necessarily a massive endorsement of. I have had my concerns about Kamala Harris and her lack of ability to sort of give a straight answer or paint a real positive picture as to what she wanted to do. But for me, January 6th and then the obstruction of refusing to give documents over the FBI, for me, that was disqualifying. So that was just sort of it for me.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that. I'm happily surprised that things are working, because I think the country's going to sting for a while with some of these, you know, what seem like knee-jerk decisions to help change the direction we're going in, because I think the direction we're going in, for myself and for a lot of people that I know, is not a good thing. For many reasons, and that's a huge conversation, but I think it's really going to sting for a lot of people. But I would say that I'm kind of pleasantly surprised that we're able to at least move in a direction, whether people like it or not, for sure. So that's my
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, Mike, I think you make a very interesting point, where you look at the fact that I think a lot of us are fed up with the fact that Congress doesn't seem to do anything, with the fact that what we've had over the last 30 years feels like sort of a continuation of what we've always had. And so even when you hesitate about some of this stuff, like, I don't know that tariffs are going to be good for you and me, for regular Americans. I'm not real enthusiastic about that. But there is change happening. And if you just want to see some change, I guess we'll have pretty good evidence as to whether these things are end up being good or bad, you know?
I think a lot of people just want some change because they're just not happy with just where we're muddling through year after year after year. So, you know, like I said, a lot of people aren't going to like it. A lot of people are going to like some of it, not all of it. And, you know, I'm not the long-term effects, blah, blah, blah. But I think a lot of people that in the middle of the country are, he got elected, you know, what else are you going to say? By a lot. So I think people are going to wait and see. And depending on how much you're involved in politics and pay attention, you know, you can dive down into this stuff too much. And, you know, I got other stuff to do a lot of my day anyway. So,
a lot of us do. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening, too, and for giving us the update on that crash. JP will have updates in our next traffic as well. We've got lots of texts coming in. Really good. We're talking about sort of this Donald Trump winning streak. He's on a roll. There's little question about that. Is it better than you expected? Is it what you expected? Or are you concerned? Are you freaked out? 651-461-9226. Drive time on a Thursday. Coming. The budget bill did pass. It was close. It was a party line vote this afternoon. The House passed it through. Congressional accountants are saying this will add $3.3 trillion to the deficit. Nobody cares about the deficit unless it's your guy's not in power. That the deficit becomes a big deal. I am concerned overall that how do you make all of these cuts to entitlement programs, to the Medicare situation? To me, is the most concerning, because if people can't afford health care, so they're getting kicked off of insurance, then that means that more of them are going to be hungry. And we're already reducing those federal SNAP benefits. So what's going to happen is this ripple effect that if you're screwed when it comes to your health care, then you're screwed when it comes to hunger. And the federal government is telling the states, hey, you should have some skin in the game. And they're making the states do it, and the states don't have the money for this. If we end up with tax increases on the state level, just so President Trump can take credit for a tax cut or for reducing spending on the federal level, well, what kind of win is that? As always, a lot of this stuff, you know, these bills are so huge, and so the impact, it's an 870-page bill. So we shall see. The White House, the biggest part of this is that a bunch of tax cuts that were enacted in 2017 become permanent. So the White House said if Congress didn't do anything, Americans would have seen a $4 trillion tax hike. The bottom line for me is that Donald Trump has done exactly what he said he was going to do during the campaign. So anybody who voted for Donald Trump and thought, well, it's a lot of bluster, like, we'll see what he really does. No, he's done all of this stuff. That is what he is trying to do. Texters at 651-461-9226, and we have comments in the comments section on the WCCO Radio YouTube channel as well. Jason, the only reason Trump has this winning streak is the Republican Congress has relinquished all its power, behaving like blind, frightened sheep, Emmer, Fishbach, Stauber, etc. Yeah, I mean, I think Congress has been pretty much neutered for 15 years, 20 years. I think a lot of our issues when it comes to the way our government operates dates the reality that Congress has such a hard time getting anything done. On YouTube, Lethal saying, you are overstating me, you being me, overstating Trump's victories. They were expecting 100,000 private job growth last month. Instead, private industry cut 33,000 jobs. The economy is contracting. The dollar is crashing. I do think we have had this very confusing to analyze economic situation, right? Because Wall Street went in the crapper when the tariffs were first brought up, and now all of those losses have been regained. Jobs, I think, something very close. We have to keep a very close watch on it. Because this whole thing is predicated on the fact that these tax cuts will lead, I mean, it's trickle down. It's classic trickle down, right? That these tax cuts will stimulate activity. People will get paid more. There'll be more success. Companies will want to build in America. More jobs, more manufacturing, more. We'll see. Textures, I voted for Nikki Haley, but President Trump is on a roll. Do Americans really think that if Democrats had won, the deficit wouldn't go up? I think what we've seen is both parties are more than happy to spend. So there's little question that we have two political parties that are in the spending business, right? If you think of the Republicans as the party of small government, they sort of are, but they're also the party of big spending. So that's just sort of the reality. Another texter, please, I'm not freaking out. I'm looking unflinchingly at real life consequences. Hope your parents never need a nursing home and no one in your family ever becomes disabled. So I, you know, first of all, like, remember the whole, like, we don't need to make everything so personal? Like, we're trying to have conversations about issues. The narrative that a bunch of people who are on Medicare and Medicaid and who are not trying to find a job, that somehow we're, as a country, being scammed by that. I think that's part of the Republican argument here. And the evidence is just not there that that is the case. So if you're going to be on medical assistance, which is what Minnesota's Medicaid is, we got about 1.2 million Minnesotans on that. State officials are saying a lot of people are going to lose their coverage. Now, we'll see. These are the projections of this. So if you are 19 to 64 years old, you'll have to work or do community service at least 80 hours per month. I'm not hugely opposed to that. It does seem like it's going to introduce what.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
What comes with this? More bureaucracy, more government, right? You need people to check and see if they're doing it. There's going to be screw-ups. There's going to be appeals. Now, some of this, you know, Representative Kelly Morrison, Democrat from Minnesota, saying the budget bill will cripple our nation's health. I'm very concerned that once all is kind of through the wash and they figure out exactly what all of these provisions are going to need, that you're going to have, and it's probably not going to be, you know, what, we have 1.2 million people on Medicaid. How many are going to lose? How many are going to lose their coverage? We don't know. Now, the people on medical assistance are children, seniors, people with disabilities. The estimate is that 250,000 people could lose coverage. 253,000 people. That would be catastrophic. It really would. Like, now you got those people, they're going to have to come up with, they're either not going to get health care, or they're going to go broke paying for it. So hunger increases, becomes harder to find a job, on and on and on. So I'm worried about it. 2012, after being elected, President Obama said, "You lost, we won, get over it. Trump is just doing the same. To the victor goes the spoils." I think there's no question that that is what is happening. No question. "If I lose Medicaid, I will die," says a texter. "Literally, as I am on life-sustaining medication I could never afford. I also believe that many, many people on Medicaid don't know that because it's called MinSure, Minnesota Care. I think that's probably true." If the practical effect of this is to kick people off government assistance who are scamming the system, who don't need it, fine. Does anyone believe that we're going to be that surgical about it? I don't. Regardless, Donald Trump is on a roll. No doubt about it. We're going to break. Fascinating op-ed in the Star Tribune today that presented a different opinion than what I have wanted to see. In the light of political assassinations here in Minnesota, I and others are very concerned that our state capitol is wide open. No metal detectors, no gun ban, nothing. Rob Dorr wrote a piece saying, slow your roll. We may not want to lock it down. We'll talk with Rob in just a minute. 3:39 on the day before July 4th. So many of you have today off already, enjoying a nice long. Well, I was getting text messages of people as they were on their way up to the cabin. It's a lot of traffic. It's a lot of traffic. That is for sure. For sure. Andrew Zimmern coming up in about an hour. Andrew will be on to talk about Taste of Minnesota going on. It's going to be dang hot, I'll tell you that much. But Andrew will be with us in just a little bit to talk about that. Josh, we good? We have Rob with us on the phone.
We are working on it right now. Having some phone issues. I'm trying to work through. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you let me know when we get them. We want to talk to Rob Dorr about a column he wrote for the Star Tribune. He wrote all about this idea that I've been sort of advocating, the reality that, you know, you have to go through a metal detector to go to a concert, to go to a sporting event. The thought, especially in the wake of the assassination of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark, the attack on State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, and then two more houses that Vance Belter went to with the intent to kill. The harsh reality that state legislators have been specifically targeted, to me, says we cannot continue what I've always felt is the right way to go, which is to have the state capitol be as open as possible. I think having our capitol be open, and the fact that you or me or Josh or anybody can walk up the state capitol and walk right in and attend a session or go to a hearing or go to a legislator's office, all of this stuff, I think is incredible. And to me, it's a luxury that we just, it's too dangerous. It's just out of touch with reality now. But Rob's piece in the Minnesota Star Tribune, I think, is worth considering as well. The headline, "Don't Rush into Mandatory Screenings, Metal Detectors, or Gun Bans at the Minnesota Capitol." And Rob is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline right now. Rob, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Good to talk to you.
All right. You present, I think my view on this has been sort of the dominant view right now, which is why I wanted to bring you on to share your perspective, because I look at so many parts of life where we go through some sort of security. And the Capitol in Minnesota has been sort of a standout. I think it's been charming and wonderful that it's been an exception to a really a world that has so much security now. Why do you think it should still stay that way?
Well, you know, I'm not probably as far away from you as you might think. My concerns are that we implement security in a way that makes it a chilling factor on people's, both their First and their Second Amendment rights. Is, you know, obviously everybody looks at me for the Second Amendment defense, but right. my first love is the First Amendment. And my concern is that staff, you know, the implementation of mandatory screenings and things like that would become so bottlenecked and cumbersome that people would be deterred from being able to have open and access to their government.
So some of the suggestions that people are talking about involve like metal detectors, having a screening. And then there also has been conversation, and I think, honestly, this is sort of a theoretical conversation. I can't imagine that legislators in Minnesota are going to straight up ban guns at the Capitol, because I know there are a number of legislators who do carry at the Capitol, and I find it hard to believe. I had asked one of the legislators if they would be open to maybe a compromise where legislators were allowed to carry, but anybody coming into the Capitol was not. Well, I guess, what is your thought? The most basic level would be the metal detector, right? Or the some sort of screening in some way.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's twofold to that. One, there's numerous entrances to the Capitol. You've got a couple of tunnels. You've got the main entrance, of course. There's some key card access that people like lobbyists and staff have key cards for. My concern with any metal detector screening is that it turns into a bottleneck. Hundreds of organizations have rallies at the Capitol Rotunda every year. There are people who show up for legislative hearings. Sometimes there's a floor amendment that comes up that sparks controversy. And then without much warning, you've got several hundred people showing up at the Capitol all trying to be there by 1 p.m. for a floor session. And now they're being bottlenecked in. Regarding right. the firearm portion of it, you know, North Dakota has a model where only legislators can carry. Some states ban it altogether. Some states are like ours, where it's completely open. And then there's places like Texas, where if you've got a carry permit, you get to just go past the metal detectors. You know, you've already been background checked. You're already clear. Huh. You know, something like that, I don't think is necessary. You know, would be too restrictive from like a gun owner's perspective. I just fear that the burden of a long check line is going to chill people from being able to openly engage their government, their legislators, and participate in the legislative process.
Yeah, it is. It as always in these things, it's sort of a trade-off, as we talk with Rob Dorr, right? Like, what are you willing to give up? Are you willing, you know, is the sort of safety of legislators and of staffers working there, is that primary? Is it access? Is that primary? I mean, because unfortunately, like, something has to give a little bit on one of these sides, right? And so I do think, and I know from talking to legislators, there's fear right now. I mean, I think those elected officials and their staffers feel this assassination and the attempt in a more profound way than the rest of us who talk about it feel it. And I do think people do have a right to feel safe at their workplace, especially when they work for us, you know?
Right. But also, you know, the trade off of that is a couple of things is, you know, unfortunately, these legislators weren't safe and it had nothing to do with the Capitol.
Yeah.
So while I
right.
understand
That's
the Capitol's
yeah.
part of the conversation is, you know, there maybe we need to assess, you know, things like they do for the federal legislators, you know, some of the protection measures that they have. But also is the Capitol is a traditional public forum. It is a place where people are supposed to be able to freely go, assemble, and share their ideas. And I'm not saying no security, but any security implementations have to recognize that the Capitol as a traditional public forum is that place where people should go with minimal encumbrances to be able to engage their legislators, rally with each other, participate in the process.
What about maybe, you know, checking your weapon? Like if you have, and obviously at a certain point, I'm just thinking about the physical plant of the Capitol. Some of these ideas become very difficult to implement. It's a historic building. As you said, it has a lot of entrances. You'd have to close down a bunch of entrances because you're not going to be able to afford to have security at all of those spots. You'd need almost like a Target Field style, like that sort of next gen security system where you kind of walk through a thing instead of like an airport style metal detector, right? Your bottleneck concern is a big one.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, regarding checking weapons, I think, you know, that at a minimum would mitigate kind of the safety concerns. There's been many times where I've been at the Capitol until 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, especially as the end of session nears. And it's a long walk back to the parking areas. I mean, you've got an open air drug market that operates frequently within sites of the Capitol steps. Representative Dennis Smith was robbed at gunpoint on his way back from the Capitol to his vehicle several years ago. The danger doesn't just extend to, as far as from a self-defense perspective within the walls. I think if there was sufficient securities within the four walls of the Capitol, that might be a reasonable compromise. But then I think we run into that question of, should people themselves, lawful citizens who have their permits to carry, should they be the ones that have to, you know, check their guns?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is always the law-abiding citizen that gets asked to sacrifice because of one madman or crazy person or whatever we want to characterize this as. But it is it is a tough challenge. It's a tough balance. I get it for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, there are things that can be done to secure it. They just need to be mindful. I just imagine, you know, my worst case scenario is somebody comes up to engage their legislator, participate in a hearing from a First Amendment perspective, and they look at a long line and they just turn around and decide that they're not going to do it. You know, I think it's just detrimental to our representative democracy.
Rob Doerr is the senior vice president of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus, talking about First Amendment concerns here, as well as the Second Amendment. Always appreciate your perspective, Rob. Everybody should read your piece in the paper. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Anytime.
Very good. Smart guy. Like, I always like hearing from Rob. Because, you know, we all have our ideas as to what we should do, and Let's be honest, Rob knows more about this than I do. Doesn't mean he's
ready to level up. Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, always, but he does know more about it than I do, for sure. Let's break. When we come back, I went to Costco today and lived to tell the story. 4th of July, we are having at our house tomorrow. Tonight, I'm going out to Delano. Saturday, Taste of Minnesota. Tomorrow, our house. So I went to Costco. My wife sent me to Costco. I do what I'm told. This is how my life works. I get a list. I get a text. I get a passive-aggressive text, right? Like, if you have the time, could you go to Costco? I don't know what was going on at Costco today. People were celebrating freedom by absolutely losing their minds. It was chaos in there. I did get the flank steak, Josh. I know you were concerned, but I got...
I got
the flank steak. I got 400 packages of napkins. So we're ready. We are ready.
You're all
we're
set. From grad parties to 4th of July, you're ready. Yes.
It's true. On YouTube, Lethal telling me the Burnsville Costco is the busiest, one of the busiest in the country. 65% of Burnsville residents have a Costco. Is that true? That is wild. Local news coming.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.